Okay. Well, I don't know. Yes. Bands, sorry.
But the recordings look different. If I record here, it might look different from yours. So it's good to have two recordings because they, in a way, they look different. So. Let's see. Here we go.
Well.
Gallery view. I got a gallery view now.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, I am going to open the chat too, just in case. Here, chat. Okay, so if we want to write something or share a file, or we can do by chat.
Okay.
Okay, if you like, I can start explaining Buthania and mine experience.
Sure.
Would you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Buthania, I'm going to start, and then you are going to explain your own point of view, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, the story is like this. My students are from a boarding school. They live at school from Monday to Friday during normal classes. It's in the middle of the country. They feed animals. They learn how to plant vegetables. They make cheese. Okay, all things related to the country production, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, in this circumstance, all of them are at home, far from a school. So our classrooms are by Zoom, are a huge opportunity to see each other because they are very close, okay? Well, but this is another opportunity. So I provided them with several questions to a possible interview to a person who is living in quarantine in a different part of the world. Okay, that was the idea. So we worked on the questions previous this session, okay? And then we had the huge pleasure to have Buthania with us. And all my students connected from home to the class. And they had the interview. They could ask questions and get Buthania answer. Okay? Well, if Buthania could tell us something about this experience. She wasn't the only one we interviewed yet, but she was so clear, so warm, so sympathetic with my students that they refer to her like a friend nowadays. And for those who missed the class, I uploaded the video in classroom. So many of them said, "Teacher, I understood everything." Wow, claps for you. One of them said, "Well, I got some ideas." Great, you are a genius. And some of them say, "Teacher, just few words." So I said, "Don't worry, you've got the video. See it again, stop it. Go back and try again. We are going to celebrate. This is real English in real context. We are trying to understand each other, to share feelings, because we are really in the same boat." That was the idea. That was the moving idea. So, Buthania, tell us.
Well, what to tell you? I mean, it was really an exciting experience for me to meet all those lovely students, the best thing was actually the questions they asked, because they were all realistic. And we all belong to these kind of questions nowadays. I mean, whether I'm in Kuwait or you are in Argentina with your students, is the same feeling. I think your student, they raised the question, what did you miss? Or what are you missing in, during this quarantine period? And I told them that I miss my students, my work, and shopping. And I believe they loved that.
To be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they loved that because I think it's not the shopping itself as much as going out, you know, and they are teens. So I believe this is why they liked it. The other thing is that we shared the boredom of staying at home. And one day we are okay with ourselves, the next day we're not. So the questions actually encouraged me also to express all the feelings that I have not talked about to anyone. So that's mainly my feelings so far. Maybe I remember other things later. But
okay. Yeah. They asked you about your plans because everybody here is planning what are we going to do when everything finish. Our president told us that it's going to take more time. It's going to extend to the end of April. So it's a huge problem for schools, for people living at in small spaces. It's a really huge problem here. And not our students have a good connection by the internet. So it's going to be a hard time here. And Argentina isn't a rich country, you know that. Mm-hmm. So the production is stopped nowadays. Only the people in the country is working. So I don't know how it's going to end. But the idea is share feelings through our screens, positive feelings, of course. Try to transmit hope to other students. Show them that they aren't alone. All the globe, all the world is the same situation nowadays. So feel safe at home. Be safe at home and make huge plans for the future. We are going to celebrate again when classes start again. They are, I don't know, appreciating the classes a lot. They are all the time thinking, well, teacher, when we are back to school, times will be brilliant. It's going to be excellent to be together again and share with our friends and drink mate. Do you know what is mate?
Mate, the tea.
Yes. It's a sort of tea. Yeah. Yes, with a straw. Mm-hmm. And here we share with friends. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to change because of the virus. Okay, we feel that many customs are going to change with this, not just washing hands, not share mate anymore, I think. Culture is going to change.
It's a
huge impact. Sorry?
It will pass. I mean,
yes,
temporarily, it's going to be a good idea. Not like here, they're saying, don't shake hands.
Yes.
So this is a sign of respect. This is the one way they do it here. In Thailand, mm-hmm. you do like this.
Okay.
So this part of the world, you don't really have to shake hands. You can mm-hmm. go this other way, or, you know. So, but mate, I know when I went to Machu Picchu, I sat on the train opposite a lady from Uruguay, and she struck up a conversation. She had mate. She hands it to me, and I enjoyed it. So, But I think, for a while, you'll probably, you know, maybe through the year, maybe until Christmas, you know, you'll be worried about this, but at some time it's going to dissipate and everyone will hopefully go back.
Yes, I'm praying for that. I'm praying for that. Okay, so Vance, tell us something about you. You told us that there isn't a quarantine there.
Well, it's a lockdown. It's not a quarantine. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, a quarantine is when you can't leave your house. You have to maybe go to a room, you know, and stay there. And
yes.
Maybe you make negative pressure so germs don't get out from your room. This is a quarantine.
Yes.
So quarantine is when you think you have the disease and mm-hmm. you have to protect other people. But lockdown is when you don't want to get the disease. So you, if you're smart, you stay in your house and you don't interact with other people. And that's what we're doing. And we're quite happy here, actually. It's hard. Going to the supermarket is kind of dangerous because when you get fruit or vegetables, you have mm-hmm. to take it up and get it weighed. And the lines are just one after another.
Yes.
You know, you just think, whoa, hang on. So now suddenly on Facebook, we're finding that there are farmers who can't get their fruit and vegetables to market. And so they're looking for people on Facebook who, if you want to buy their fruit and vegetables, you can put money in their bank account, easy transfer, and they'll bring it to you at your condominium. And it's really great.
Excellent.
So it's things like that that we've just discovered, you know, that as we go along. And we've had our MCO, Movement Control Order, extended until April 28th. It looks like Ramadan begins on April 23rd. So that
26th.
Looks, You think?
I think it's on the 26th here.
Oh, okay. I just went online and it said, what it says in Google. But anyway, okay. Well, so the 28th, that's what they said. They obviously this is going
it's almost the same time.
Well,
almost the same time in the whole world.
This is one custom. It's another custom. You know, you've got your custom with mate, and here they have custom with Ramadan. They have to have night markets. They don't eat and drink in the daytime, but in the nighttime they like to stay up and together. I mean, really, you know, Muslim people in Kuwait or wherever they happen to be, Beirut, they love to get together. And I lived in in UAE and in Oman for all those years. So, you know, I know how that goes. So it's really difficult, I think, for all of these people. But here in Malaysia, they seem to think that in Ramadan, they'll be able to open it up. And I certainly hope that they will be able to. And actually, in Malaysia, they've had this movement control order on since, for about a month. I think it was March 18th was when they invoked it.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been staying. I live on an island in Penang, and it's not really not too bad. It's an international airport. They have flights that land here. And those flights have brought in people with coronavirus. So there is...
Okay, at the moment, airports are closed.
Mm-hmm. In Argentina.
Oh. Mm-hmm. In Argentina. And what about you? No, no there? In Malaysia, no?
Oh, in Malaysia? They're open to Malaysians. Malaysians who are living, there's a flight that goes through Qatar, and and that flight lands in Penang. So some Malaysians came in from Qatar, and it seems that they had coronavirus. But still, with that, the risk here seems kind of small, and the the plateau is going up linearly, not exponentially. Linearly, but now it's starting to flatten a little bit. So it's looking okay. But, you know, it's, on the other hand, you don't want to say, okay, April 23rd or April 28th or whenever. Okay.
We don't know.
Get back to normal. No. Yeah. I mean, we can't do that.
Yes.
Donald Trump is like that.
Some experts say that finally everybody is going to get the virus. They say that, but they are trying to flatten the curve because of the health system to avoid the collapse.
Well, hopefully they'll have some kind of immunization something will develop. We hope, you know, that right now people are using plasma from people who are. Who have the virus and have the antibodies. Yeah. They're taking their blood. They're using that to try to give it to people who are really sick from the virus to help them resist it. It's not really, as they say, FDA approved, Federal Drug Administration approved in the United States, but apparently it's being used, and we'll see, you know, but that's the kind of thing. They can, you know, maybe, and that's an antibody response. So maybe the immunization can come from that. Anyway, hopefully they'll do something.
Yes, the problem. But the moment it's the only thing safe is stay at home.
Yeah.
The only for sure. So be patient.
It's safe. Don't as go long crazy. As the economy is working and you can get food, and there are people who are still providing, it's businesses that are open to provide things. You have money to buy it because your bank account is safe, you know, and so if those things are okay, then
we
can sit at home.
Yes, you have to stay at home, and we don't spend as usual. We miss, with Bethania, miss shopping, as an example.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have the essentials, you know, and if you have
we have the essential, roof over our heads.
I know likes to go out, though.
Sorry?
I know that Bethania, she likes to go out. She likes to enjoy herself. Where are you now, Bethania? Are you in Beirut? Are you in Lebanon?
No, well, I like to stay at home. But for 2 or 3 months, I mean, I don't mind to stay a weekend at home.
But where are you now?
But you know, they're starting here a complete curfew in 3 days. That means we have to get all our grocery and food through the internet, which they are still working on, the government, to connect, you know, the Coops. You're familiar with Coops in the Gulf region. I think it's a Kuwaiti.
Cooperatives.
Yes, cooperatives. So the government of, the Ministry of Commerce is trying to connect all those co-ops together and then have us go and ask for what we want, and they deliver. Mm. Or if you have someone who's willing to go get them, then you have to give his name, a civil ID number, and they will give you a time when he or she can go to the court.
Mm.
And by the way, regarding the Meta, I don't know whether we talked to you about it, Vance, when you visited with Dusty in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tell you about the Meta.
What is that?
The drink, the tea.
Mate or Meta?
Mate in Argentina. I there? Meta.
Yeah, it is called Meta.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it is exactly the way you describe, but it is a tradition of Druze people, of Druze.
Okay.
They use a straw?
Yes, a metal straw.
Metal. Oh, yeah. yes, a metal straw here in Argentina for mate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've got the same tradition.
Lebanon so many times, I never found meta.
Yeah,
I never talked to the Druze communities enough.
Okay, I am going to Google it later. It's interesting. Yeah. Well, they stopped this tradition nowadays.
Yeah, and the herb itself, most of them, they grow it in their homes.
Mm.
They don't buy. Did
okay.
you get what I said?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Is it like tea? Was the question. Like tea?
Yes.
Mm.
It is. What's the name of the plant? Is Meta? The name of the plant.
They call it just Ashba. Ashba means means herb.
Herb is a sort of herb.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm telling you what
well,
it is.
He, okay. And I think you've got celebrations that have been banned or forbidden nowadays. Here in Argentina, we are in Holy Week, Semana Santa, they call this. More here in Catholic people here in Argentina. But churches are closed. No celebrations at all. Non-celebrations. Just by TV or on the internet. But all the churches are closed.
In Lebanon, their big pop or a senior one is giving the prayers online, which is cool. Did they do this in Argentina?
Yes. We can. And we put on the front of our houses signs, as an example, a rope, a cross, a group of flowers. Each day we are showing in the front of our house how we are celebrating that way. But nobody goes along the street. I don't know why. And every night at 9 o'clock, we clap our doctors. Every night at 9 o'clock, all the people in every city in Argentina goes to the balcony or to the street and claps. Our doctors, our nurses, all the people who is in the front of the battle. The heroes. So that's the way we show our appreciation and we feel less lonely that well too, because my neighbors are clapping in the front of their houses and we say hello, but from home. This is a good way to contact the other people. But my husband and me are over 60, say that, over 60. So we try to avoid to go to the supermarket, to go to the groceries. And we started to ask people to bring home. And on the other hand, we live in a very, very small village. We are about 1,000 people here, no more. Our health system is absolutely small. So we have to take care more than in a city, because we don't have a hospital here, as an example. It can be dangerous for us. So we are at home, safe at home. On the other hand, the possibility that virus arrive our small time is a bit far. So one positive, one negative.
So you, but you have no virus there.
No,
but
no,
you still
no.
practice social distance. You go, you stay indoors.
Yes, yes, we are keeping, because the rule is for the whole country, no matter where you live. That's the rule, and the police goes around all the time here in our small village, and if we are sweeping in the front of your house, the police stop and say, please, madam, go inside, go into your house. Well, we are looking after each other all the time. That's our spirit here. So that's the way we are doing this. And as I told you at the beginning, it's really important, this contact to our students. It was fascinating to have Butaina in the class, seeing the positive or the positive point of view of this situation is that in our school, in normal classes, it could be impossible because we don't have a really good internet connection at school, no enough computer for our students. And at the moment, they are at home. They use mobile phones. They use all the tools they normally have at home. Not all of them, because some of my students live in the middle of the country without connection. It's a reality. But most of them could contact us, and they say, wow, I'm learning real English. This is really good for me. And I could understand, teacher. Wow, I'm a genius. Yes, you are a genius. So I could celebrate. I had another session with Ibrahim Rustamian. Do you know him? Yes,
Rustamov,
he's a webhead too. Yes.
In
well, yes. The situation with Ibrahim was so funny. He's got three kids at home and closing at home. It could be impossible to talk. So he went to his car and connected from car. Well, it was fantastic. It was an amazing experience too. He was so funny and he had a good time with exchange teens from the other part of the world, in the very, very south of the world. So I think he said it's historical, absolutely historical. So this is going to give us something to tell our grandchildren in the future, because it's historical. I think it's the positive part of the experience. We are all in the same boat. We are sharing the same situation. Well, Buthaina, we've got a few minutes left, so I want your final message.
Final message is that I really wish I can go to Argentina one day.
Yes, please.
We'll meet with you, of course, and all your students.
Fantastic.
And I hope that this crisis of Corona passes faster than we expect. Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Okay, just let me know when you are here in Argentina and I rush to the airport.
Yes, of course. A few days.
I've met Buthaina in many different places. I can't remember. Where did I first meet you, Buthaina? Oh, you came to Abu Dhabi. You flew to Abu Dhabi because Michael Coghlan came there. And we were putting on a Global Learn Day. John Hibbs put on these Global Learn Days. His idea was to set up a metaphor of a ship going around the world, and the ship would pass different time zones. And when it reached your time zone, you could nominate yourself to put on an event. And so I always did. But that was back in the time, back when John was using, he's using voice chat sometimes they use telephones, but we did it through voice. And what I did was I got an auditorium because it was after work where I was in Abu Dhabi. And the auditorium was free, and actually it was afternoon, and I announced it to all of my colleagues. But unfortunately, there was a rugby game on at the time, and they all went off to watch the rugby. But Michael flew in from Australia or where I don't know, he was in transit somewhere. And Buthaina came all the way from Kuwait, flew there, and we came to this auditorium with the three of us on stage and maybe six or eight people in the audience. Mostly my colleagues watched us put on the description of webheads and all that kind of thing. But anyway, that was the first time I met Buthaina. And then after that, we kept meeting.
Vance, you came to Argentina.
Yes,
we met in La Plata. It was a fantastic meeting. Mm-hmm. It was amazing having you face to face. Finally.
Yes,
finally,
we have a picture together.
Yes. Many teachers know you in the whole world, mm-hmm. and you are nearly a rock star for us.
Man.
Yes.
Very humble.
Yes, I know that. But you are inspiring a lot of people in the whole world. Be sure about that. You are a really inspiring person, totally. And your webheads, webheads are everywhere.
Without you.
No. So I have to say thank you. Thank you for everything. And thank you for still inspiring people all the time. You inspired us to try new things, to improve our contacts. When I called Buthaina to be in my class, she said yes immediately.
She's
fantastic because she is a webhead forever, as I said. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to finish in a minute. So I have to say thank you for both of you. And it was a real, real pleasure to have you here. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nice to see you.
Bye-bye.
Especially nice to see you.
Bye-bye.
Muthena.
Yeah.
Wonderful to see you again. Come to the name when this is all over.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. I am going to share with you the recording.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording.
Bye-bye.
And I will share with you also. Okay. Bye-bye. Let's see.
Okay.
April.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
2020. And this is a Learning Together event. I can't remember which one it is. It's also a talent event, teaching and learning in isolation. So thank you, Susanna,
bye-bye,
for proposing this meeting. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.